Va adesso in onda The Lazarus Project Extended Edition. Discografie ragionate, senza capo né coda.
Ciao, sono Lazarus e questo è The Lazarus Project 2.0 Extended Edition per una discografia ragionata. Una produzione L1 Doc, in onda in diretta streaming ogni mercoledì intorno alle 22. Disponibile anche come file podcast che trovate nella libreria di radioL1.it e potrete ascoltare, scaricare tutto il resto quando e come più vi aggraderà. Su Radio L1 la notte è ancora giovane e quando finiremo sarà già domani, o quasi. Questa sera però ragioniamo sulla discografia di David Bowie, Davide Arcolaio, e lo faremo percorrendo i quattro momenti principali della sua carriera. Il Bowie del glam rock, all'inizio con un Mark Bolan, altro colosso del glam rock con i suoi T-Rex, fino all'apice leggendario di Ziggy Stardust. Il Bowie americano, quello che dopo Ziggy deve cambiare pelle e comincia a guardare oltreoceano. Il Bowie berlinese, quello folle e sperimentale che darà il via a tanti fenomeni nel bene e nel male. E il Bowie duca bianco, dalle discoteche alle galassie dell'antimateria. Questa sera trattiamo il Bowie glam. Devo fare una parentesi personale. Ragionare sul mito di David Bowie è una gentile richiesta del nostro station manager Alfio Vinci, che è il vero artefice di questo programma. Quello che rende cioè scorrevole e sensato le mie menate allucinanti senza né capo né coda, come dice il nostro direttore quando ci presenta sulla sigla iniziale. Tutto questo è per Alfio, e ora passiamo alla musica. Nel 1970 esce il disco che contiene la prima vera hit di David Bowie, Space Oddity, ispirata al volo di Yuri Gagarin, il primo cosmonauta. Se vi capita di leggere il suo diario personale di bordo, ne resterete segnati per tutta la vita. Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing.
Thank you.
Era Space Oddity, che in Italia abbiamo conosciuto come Ragazzo Solo, Ragazza Sola. Un testo di Mogol che fa diciamo che non è una delle sue cose meglio riuscite. Il finale, coi richiami alla psichedelia imperante e la direzione musicale di Rick Wakeman, lontano ancora dagli Yes, ma già testa di serie nell'ambiente, rendono l'idea magnificamente. Bowie nasce già rockstar con successo incorporato, grazie all'abile management di sua moglie Angela, conosciuta subito prima del disco alla Factory di Andy Warhol a New York, che lui frequentò per un periodo. Angela, donna raffinatissima di grande bellezza e abile danzatrice, fu la sua manager e compagna ideale fino al 1980, anno in cui si separarono. Sorpresi, eh? Ma siamo solo all'inizio, al 1969, dallo stesso album Unwashed and Somewhat Slightly Dazed.
Bye, bye, pretty girl, I see you see me through your window. Don't turn your nose up, well you can if you need to, you won't be the first or last. To look down so far from your father's house, and I know what a louse like me in his house could do for you. I'm the cream of the great utopia dream. I'm not alone.
ed era Unwashed and Somewhat Slightly Dazed, ispirata alle canzoni di protesta di Bob Dylan, ormai convertito all'elettricità da anni. And my eye sockets empty see nothing but pain. I keep having this brainstorm about 12 times a day. L'orbita del mio occhio, ormai vuota, non percepisce che il dolore. La tempesta sconvolge la mia mente almeno 12 volte al giorno. Dilaniano e violento il nostro arcolaio? Beh, prenderò lasciare. Vediamo adesso cosa scrive Hermione in questa Letter to Hermione.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the billow clean. So rest your head and read a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide. When all the world is warm and tired, you cry a little in the dark. Well, so do I. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well and makes you up real fine. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name just by mistake? I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do. So I'll just write some love to you.
Per i patiti del fantasy odierno, la destinataria della lettera di questa Letter to Hermione non c'entra con Harry Potter, che sarebbe comunque stato dato alle stampe almeno 30 anni dopo. Non ricorda le prime sonorità dei Pink Floyd? Che succede a Bowie se aspetta il pullman alla fermata di una Londra psichedelica? Beh, gli sembra di stare su Marte, Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no. And her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream. To the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the creepiest show. Take a look at the is their life on Mars.
Mm-hmm. Popeye's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the old man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Life on Mars da Hunky Dory del 1971 resta per me una vetta del rock and roll. Una canzone semplicemente splendida. Un'unica frase melodica ripetuta pedissequamente e che a ogni ripetizione cambia tonalità. Puccini scriveva così, un mito, per un testo visionario e futuribile. Questa è stoffa da grande rocker e da grande musicista. La prossima, scommettiamo che ce l'avete già nelle orecchie. Changes.
The Lazarus Project Extended Edition.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. A million dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me? Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Oh, look out,
Changes da Hunky Dory del 1970. Ma quante canzoni italiane sono costruite con questo giochino? Mi salta in mente, che so, Edoardo Bennato. Ma che occasione, ma che affare! O quella cosa del coccodrillo. Non sono solo canzonette. Si torna al mondo di Dylan. A Song for Bob Dylan. Una canzone per Bob Dylan.
Robert Zimmerman, I wrote a song for you about a strange young man called Dylan with a voice like sand and glue. Some words had truthful vengeance that could pin us to the floor. Brought a few more people on and put the fear in a whole lot more. Ah, here she comes. Here she comes, here she comes again. On the wall, and you sat behind a million pair of eyes and told them how they saw. Then we lost your train of thought. Your paintings are all your own. While troubles are rising, we'd rather be scared together than alone. Oh, here she comes, here she comes, here she comes again. This world says as she comes on like a friend. But a couple of songs from your old scrapbook could send her home again.
Tell him we lost his poems, so we're writing on the walls. Give us back our unity, give us back our family. Your every nation's refugee, don't leave us with our sanity. Oh, here she comes, here she comes.
Era A Song for Bob Dylan su Radio Le 1, quelli col pallino della radio. A seguire, dallo stesso disco, ma questa non ve la traduco, Queen Bitch.
The Lazarus Project Extended Edition.
I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. It's down on the street. And she's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement. My weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go.
walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, God, I could do better than that. An old-time ambassador, a sweet-talking night, walking games. Oh, and she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them on. So I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, 'cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? No, 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 she's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, kinda like a two-bed.
L'equivoca Queen Bitch su Lazarus Project 2.0 Extended Edition per una discografia ragionata di David Bowie, il Bowie Glam Rock. E ora si vola davvero. Arriva il 1972 e col 1972 arriva Mick Ronson alle chitarre, suo alter ego sul palco e in musica. Il personaggio più carismatico sarà Ziggy Stardust, Five Years.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet, then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store, everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people, and all the tall, short people, and all the nobody people, and all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people. Girl my age went off ahead, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine.
don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor, and I thought
Years, 5 anni, apre il racconto di Ziggy Stardust, il nuovo personaggio incarnato da David Bowie nel 1972. Il titolo completo dell'album è The Rise and the Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, ascesa e caduta di Ziggy Stardust e dai ragni di Marte, e racconta la storia di un signore venuto dallo spazio per studiare la nostra specie quando scopre che gli piace il rock and roll. E allora diventa una star en travestì, in vesti femminili. Ed eccola che arriva la signora, ecco Lady Stardust.
People stare at the makeup on his face, laugh at his long black hair, his animal grace. The boy in the bright blue jeans jumped up on the stage.
Yes, sir.
era Lady Stardust, l'alter ego in vesti femminili di Ziggy Stardust, un po' come Drusilla fuori in televisione. Passiamo alla sua hit, Moon Age Daydream.
I'm an alligator, I'm a mama papa coming for you, I'm a space invader, I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you.
Era Moon Age Daydream, il sogno a occhi aperti in epoca lunare, da Ziggy Stardust nel 1972. Ziggy scopre che il tempo sulla Terra scorre veloce, passati 5 anni a sua disposizione, decide di rivelarsi nella sua vera natura, compiendo un vero suicidio del rock and roll, a rock and roll suicide.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shift break for snarling as you stumble across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair.
Rock and Roll Suicide, il tramonto che Ziggy Stardust decide freddamente di darsi passati 5 anni che aveva a disposizione per la sua missione intergalattica. Muore Ziggy Stardust e Bowie passa un nuovo personaggio. Chi sarà? E guarda quel tipo lì! What's That Man su Lazarus Project 2.0, una produzione L1 Doc. What's That Man?
Married man, looking up to me for encouragement. It was
Era What's That Man di David Bowie su Radio1.it. E chi sarebbe questo simpaticone? Non è altri che, fermate Pasquale Diano Marina, Aladdin Sane.
The Lazarus Project Extended Edition. Aladdin Sane, la nuova incarnazione di David Bowie del 1973, che comincia a guardarsi oltreoceano. Panic in Detroit.
In Detroit da Led Insane di David Bowie 1973. Osserviamolo in questa cover dai Rolling Stones. Passiamo la notte insieme. Let's spend the night together.
I'm together. They said we were too young. Our kind of love was no fun. But our love comes from above.
Do it.
Let's make love.
Let's Spend the Night Together, un classicone, lascia il posto a una hit di questo Led Insane di David Bowie, The Gingine.
The Lazarus Project.
Small gingine, snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Gingine lives on his back. The Gingine loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Gingine, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, won't let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
Dopo The Gingine non potevamo non chiudere il nostro viaggio nel glam rock di David Bowie se non con Ziggy Stardust.
Now Ziggy played guitar,
jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. They played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, but then we were Ziggy's band.
Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy's sucked up in his mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed a man, I had to break up the band.
Mentre Ziggy Stardust sfuma coi suoi fasti roccheggianti, si conclude questa 19esima puntata di The Lasers Project 2.0 Extended Edition per una discografia ragionata di David Bowie che ha viaggiato nell'universo glam, una produzione L1 Doc. Potrete, se volete, ritrovarla nella galleria podcast del sito radioL1.it. RadioL1.it, la web radio che amo! Ciao!
Avete ascoltato
The Lazarus Project Extended Edition. Discografie ragionate, senza capo né coda.